Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today, we're diving into a powerful story from Mark's gospel, the account of a blind man whose persistent faith and bold response to Jesus' call changed his life forever. The Bible verses for today are found in Mark chapter 10, verses 48 to 52, and many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up, he is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way, your faith has saved you." Immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way.
In this powerful scene from Mark's gospel, we witness a moment that perfectly captures the essence of unwavering faith. The blind man, upon hearing Jesus was nearby, began calling out to him. What's striking is how the crowd responded. They tried to silence him, to push him aside, telling him to be quiet. But instead of backing down, his faith only grew stronger. The more they tried to quiet him, the louder he called out, "Son of David, have pity on me." This persistence in the face of opposition shows us something remarkable about true faith. It doesn't shrink in the face of obstacles or bow to social pressure. Instead, it grows bolder, more determined. Think about it. How many times do we let others' opinions or societal pressure silence our own calls to Jesus? The blind man's example challenges us to examine our response when facing opposition to our faith. He didn't care about appearing proper or socially acceptable. His need for Jesus was greater than his fear of public opinion. His persistence wasn't just stubbornness, it was born from a deep conviction that Jesus was his only hope for healing. When Jesus finally stopped and called for him, the blind man's response was nothing short of extraordinary. In that pivotal moment, he didn't hesitate or second-guess himself. The scripture tells us he threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. This wasn't just a casual response, it was an immediate, wholehearted action that speaks volumes about true faith. Let's consider what this means. In those times, a beggar's cloak was often their most valuable possession. It served as their shelter, their bed, and even their collecting plate for alms. By throwing it aside, the blind man was literally abandoning his security, his old way of life, in his urgency to reach Jesus. This act of springing up and rushing toward Jesus' voice shows us what genuine faith looks like in action. There was no hesitation, no calculating the costs, no wondering what others might think. He simply heard Jesus' call and responded with everything he had. How often do we respond to Jesus' call with such immediate and complete abandon? And notice how the crowd's attitude changed. The same people who were rebuking him moments before were now encouraging him, saying, "Take courage, get up, he is calling you." This reminds us that when we respond to Jesus with bold faith, it can inspire others to change their perspective and even support our journey toward him. In this profound moment between Jesus and the blind man, we witness one of the most beautiful exchanges in Scripture. Jesus asks him, "What do you want me to do for you?" It's a deceptively simple question, but one that cuts straight to the heart of faith. Here was the creator of the universe asking a blind beggar to name his deepest desire. The blind man's response is equally remarkable in its simplicity. "Master, I want to see." No lengthy explanation, no dramatic plea, just five simple words that carried the weight of a lifetime of darkness. There's something incredibly powerful about this straightforward honesty. He didn't try to make his request sound more spiritual or more deserving. He simply stated his need with complete trust that Jesus could meet it.
Think about the depth of faith required to make such a direct request. This man believed not only that Jesus could heal him, but that Jesus would want to heal him. His words reveal both his recognition of who Jesus was, calling him Master, and his complete trust in Jesus' power and compassion. This interaction teaches us something vital about our own relationship with God. Sometimes we think we need to dress up our prayers in eloquent language or justify our requests with long explanations, but true faith can be as simple as acknowledging our need and trusting in Jesus' ability and willingness to meet it. The blind man's straightforward request reminds us that God doesn't require complexity. He desires honesty and trust, and Jesus' response is just as direct. Go your way. Your faith has saved you. Notice how Jesus connects the man's healing not to the words he used or the way he asked, but to his faith. This simple exchange resulted in not just physical healing, but in the man becoming a follower of Jesus, showing us that true faith leads to both transformation and dedication. The story of the blind man doesn't end with his healing. It continues with a powerful demonstration of what true transformation looks like. The scripture tells us that immediately after receiving his sight, he followed Jesus on the way. This wasn't just a physical healing, it was a complete life transformation. Think about what this means. This man, who had likely spent years sitting by the roadside begging, suddenly had a completely new life ahead of him. He could have gone anywhere, done anything with his newly restored sight. Yet his immediate response was to follow Jesus. This wasn't gratitude alone. It was a recognition that his healing was more than physical. His eyes were opened not just to the physical world, but to the truth of who Jesus was. This is what genuine faith does. It transforms us from the inside out. When we truly encounter Jesus, we can't simply go back to our old ways of living. Just as the blind man couldn't imagine returning to his spot by the roadside after experiencing Jesus' healing touch, we too should find ourselves unable to return to our old patterns of life. The transformation we see in this story challenges us to examine our own response to Jesus' work in our lives. Have we allowed our encounters with him to truly transform us? Are we like the blind man, ready to leave our old life behind and follow Jesus on the way? Real faith doesn't just change our circumstances. It changes our direction, our priorities, and our very identity. Remember, the blind man didn't receive his sight and then take time to consider his options. He didn't heal and then go about his business as usual. His response was immediate and complete. He followed Jesus. This teaches us that true transformation through faith isn't a gradual, hesitant process, but a decisive turning point where we choose to align our entire lives with the one who has healed us. When we reflect on this powerful story, we must ask ourselves, how many times has Jesus called out to us, and how have we responded? Perhaps it was through a friend's kind invitation to church, a sudden feeling of peace during prayer, or even through life's challenges that led us to seek something deeper. These moments are our roadside encounters with Jesus. Just like the blind man, we face a choice in these moments. We can either let the noise of our daily lives, our busy schedules, our doubts, our fears, silence his call, or we can persistently reach out to him despite these obstacles. Think about the areas in your life where you need Jesus' healing touch. Maybe it's not physical blindness, but perhaps it's uncertainty about your future, a broken relationship, or a struggle with faith itself. Are you willing, like the blind man, to call out to Jesus with complete honesty about what you need? Remember, Jesus' question to the blind man is the same question he asks each of us. What do you want me to do for you? This is our invitation to be honest with God about our deepest needs and desires. Don't worry about finding the perfect words. The blind man's response was beautifully simple, and yours can be too. When you recognize Jesus calling you, whether through scripture, prayer, or the circumstances of your life, be ready to throw aside whatever holds you back. Like the blind man's cloak, we all have things we need to leave behind. Perhaps it's fear, pride, or old habits that no longer serve us. The question is, are we willing to spring up and move toward Jesus with the same eagerness as the blind man?
Let's close with a prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for always hearing our cries and calling us to yourself. Help us to have unwavering faith like the blind man who called out to you despite the opposition around him. Give us courage to persist in seeking you and the humility to acknowledge our deepest needs. When you call us, Lord, let us respond with eagerness, throwing aside anything that holds us back. Teach us to trust in your power and compassion, knowing you are both willing and able to transform our lives. May our faith not only bring healing, but lead us to follow you wholeheartedly on the path of righteousness. In your name we pray. Amen. Friends, as you go forth, may the unwavering faith of the blind man inspire you to trust in God's power and timing. May you find the courage to cast aside anything that holds you back and walk boldly toward the life of purpose and transformation he has planned for you. May his blessing surround you, his love sustain you, and his peace guide your every step. Keep your heart open to his call and your spirit eager to follow his lead. Go in faith and grace.